I'm Dave Nordman, executive editor of the Telegram and Gazette, joined on this Voice of Business by Tim Murray, CEO and president of the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you, Dave, and thank the Telegram for facilitating, you know, this segment, as well as Fidelity Bank for sponsoring the Voice of Business radio show.
Another full calendar of events for the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce, starting with some events this week, but extending on through the rest of the spring. And I know you wanted to mention one event, which is sort of finishing up its planning stages.
Yeah, that's right. Well, just before, if I can, Dave, just want to remind people, we talked a little bit about last week's segment, but, you know, we are accepting applications for the Chamber's Leadership Worcester program. People can go on our website, worcesterchamber.org. It's a basically a 10-month program for individuals, up and coming, and various businesses, chamber member businesses, organizations. People can apply themselves, but a great program, signature program that gets tremendous feedback from the participants and from the businesses and organizations that sponsor the cohort.
Yeah, and just and we've got a little bit of time here, so just in a nutshell, tell our listeners what Leadership Worcester is.
Yeah, so it's a chamber program, and basically we have anywhere between 25 and 30 individuals who are selected through a vetting process. They're usually nominated by their company, or in some cases they're able to nominate themselves. There's a cost involved. Sometimes the businesses pay for that. Each participant has to put, you know, a few hundred dollars in themselves, so everybody's got skin in the game. If there's a nonprofit or a business that can't afford it, there are scholarship opportunities as well. But basically, this cohort gets together for a couple of days to start it off, kind of gets to know each other. And really, the Leadership Worcester program focuses one full day a month where the group gets together usually, and they'll focus on an issue or a topic that's really important to the region. So it could be, you know, talking about healthcare and all the different facets of it here in central Massachusetts. They perhaps go visit UMass Memorial St. Vincent, or they may go to one of the health centers, or they have speakers come in. Another segment may be around government and have the city manager, the congressman, state representative, in a Q&A and dialogue. It could involve, the higher ed or manufacturing or the nonprofit and cultural community. So it's a really in-depth program that gets people out around the city physically, but learning about the various issues, individuals, how things work, and it builds kind of that partnership and understanding and network for the participants.
Yeah, and like we talked about last week, just a very unique program, unique to Worcester, and benefits many different sides. And to be able to get involved in this program again?
Yeah, Worcester, go on to worcesterchamber.org and apply. And it's a competitive program, so I encourage people to take the time and fill it out. And have any questions, Karen Pelletier in our office can answer them.
Awesome. And before I ask for more info on that, you were going to mention some exciting events coming up in the chamber.
Yeah. So we, on April 14th, our seminar series, it's in the news. Former Mayor Ray Mariano, who's a columnist for the Telegram, did an article in the Sunday newspaper, and it's online about, can employers require employees to, legally to get a vaccine? And it's been a conversation that's taken place in the public sector, in the private sector. And we are doing a subject on a panel on this in our chamber seminar series on April 14th at 10 a.m. And can employers require a COVID-19 vaccine? And we'll have attorneys, HR people. And I think it's timely given what we're going through and the fact that now vaccines are being manufactured at such a pace. So a good conversation, especially as we think about what it's going to take to get to herd immunity.
Yeah, and you mentioned 10 o'clock on Wednesday, April 14th, and it'll be done by Zoom. And anybody who wants to participate can just go to the chamber website and register.
Yeah, again, chamber website and register.
And you mentioned a few of the panelists. Obviously, Dr. Maddie Castile will be there, but some other great panelists as well, Deb Olson and Kim Rozak.
That's right. Kim Rozak, former member of the chamber board and somebody who is an attorney in the labor practice over at Myrick O'Connell, a very knowledgeable individual, and an HR professional as well.
Great. So that's the seminar series, Can Employers Require Their Employees to Get the COVID Vaccine? And one of many events coming up. Tell us about a few others.
Yeah, in April as well, we've got our business after hours going to be doing that virtually at this juncture, but we're looking to May to kick the tires about maybe doing it in person in the May Business After Hours and Chamber Award Ceremonies, May 20th. But we've got our virtual Business After Hours with all of our affiliate chambers on April 15th at 4 p.m. So hopefully that'll be our last virtual one. We'll be able to gather in person beginning in May with some of the restrictions that have been lifted.
Yeah, and then as I always do at the Chamber website and the calendar events, one that stood out to me again was COVID-19 and working women. I believe that's put on with the Worcester Business Journal, it looks like an event worth tuning into.
Yeah, we recognize, the impact that COVID-19 disproportionately on various segments of the population, and certainly the women have been oftentimes as the, point person on childcare, in a variety of different ways, on a school homeschooling front, and how does that impact careers and challenges? And we've seen from some of the data and the numbers, the number of women who've dropped out of the workforce because of this situation with remote learning, remote work, just some real challenges.
And looking a little bit down the road, a subject that obviously is on a lot of people's minds, and it's another roundtable, a financial services roundtable on sustainable investing. And that's an event, I think, coming up towards the end of April. I think it's April 27th.
Yeah. We know in this environment, there's been winners and losers, but one of the things that we try to work with our members is how can they work with their employees. Many of our members are small businesses, so they're focusing on their business, but also how do they think about taking care of themselves financially. So that's a component. We've got a number of great chamber member businesses and organizations that are in this space, so why not tap that talent?
And Karen Shapiro is leading that presentation.
Yeah. Yep.
And if you've ever heard her speak before, she's a wealth of knowledge. Other events coming up, too?
Well, yeah. So, last week when we talked about Leadership Worcester and an application process, we also have the Startup Worcester program, which is really focused on kind of our student, recent college graduate entrepreneurs. And we have a cohort. There's an application process for that. Kind of in conjunction under our Recruit, Retain, Incubate kind of motto. And under the Incubate umbrella, Startup Worcester is a program to incubate small businesses, as I said, focused on our college and more recent college graduates, and we're accepting applications for that program. But we also run the Worcesterpreneurs Forum, which is targeted towards outreach to our immigrant minority communities to make sure that they understand that there are resources and programs out there. That Worcesterpreneurs program is at May 7th at 10 a.m. That's going to be virtual, but we bring together people who've started small businesses, lessons learned, answer questions. We'll have some panel discussions and a keynote speaker, which we haven't finalized as of yet. But it's also for a lot of our lenders and microloan program information, but really an important program that we've run over the years that just tries to, in one shot, get that information out to people who have started a business or thinking about starting a business. I remember the first time we did it, one of our panelists commented, who it's a local minority-owned business. He said, I wish I had built a relationship with a bank early on, because I would have realized, I could get a line of credit rather than having to take money out of the household income to fund my next equipment purchase and, things like that.
The headline says Worcesterpreneurs Forum, but I think the subhead in looking at the flyer underneath pretty much says it all. It's connecting Greater Worcester to the entrepreneurial ecosystem, and that's, you couldn't say it any better than that. It's just connecting small business owners to people that they should know.
That's exactly it. And so it's a great opportunity and chance to meet and network with some lenders, but again, people who can assist you in your small business and development and taking it to the next level.
And who should attend? Again, on the flyer, on the Worcester Chamber website, new businesses, immigrant entrepreneurs, women-owned businesses, right. minority-owned, veteran-owned, millennials, any sort of entrepreneurs.
That's right, right. And again, you know, there's not a one-size-fits-all, but that's how we kind of target, you know, and we're available all the time to answer questions and help guide people. But this is a program where we do some outreach.
So mark that down on your calendars, 10 a.m. on Friday, May 7th.
Yeah. And then lastly, you know, our big events, you know, our annual meeting, the Worcester Women's Leadership Conference, but then our breakfast clubs, which we do quarterly, and we're really excited. Former Governor Jane Swift was groundbreaking governor, you know, the first female governor in Massachusetts, governor to give birth while in office, and really, you know, broke the glass ceiling in Massachusetts. But, you know, it was not always an easy thing, you know, for her. You know, the media can be tough, but she, you know, was a pioneer and was a leader. After she left her time as governor, she has been very involved and to this day on issues of education and public policy relating to education. So we're thrilled that she's going to be our Breakfast Club speaker on June 3rd at 9 a.m. And think, you know, that she can really add a perspective. We've had, you know, the first woman and black mayor in Boston just recently with Kim Janney. We have a United States senator, you know, a female in Massachusetts. We have a female vice president. We see more and more women on both sides of the aisle running for office and being encouraged to do that and supported to do that. That has not always been the case in politics and around it. And so I think, you know, given her, you know, the time that has passed since she broke that glass ceiling here in Massachusetts, really be interesting to hear her viewpoint both on that and then the education piece, remote learning, you know, how this has impacted where the future is in education, both at the K through 12 and the higher ed levels.
Yeah, and she you know, former Governor Swift just had a, you know, just, you know, people remember her as the governor, but you know, I guess some people who don't know what she's doing now. She is, you know, she is very well connected. She is involved, you know, as an education executive, consultant, venture capitalist. I mean, she has had a, you know, just an outstanding post political career, and she is as much in the middle of it all as she ever has been.
Yeah, that's right. And she's got a good sense of humor, you know, to boot. So, so we're really thrilled that she's going to be able to join us. And then, you know, in June as well, you know, we're going to be having our Game Changers Conference on June 14th, continuing to focus from June 14th through the 17th on issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So we're going to keep people busy up until end of June.
Just
and
then tell me there's a golf tournament involved in there somewhere.
Yeah, no, there is. The William Short Golf Classic, okay. 31st on June 21st. So people want to get info all on the website, and we're always there to answer questions. If people want to email us as well at info@worcesterchamber.org.
In worcesterchamber.org, you can find all of the information for all of the events that that Tim has talked about. That's Tim Murray, CEO and President of the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'm Dave Nordman, Executive Editor of the Telegram and Gazette. We'll do it again next week, Tim.
Thank you, Dave.